It's now time for our Perry LeCompton locker room chat here on KNCA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tamman with you as we're joined by girls basketball coach. That is Joey Francetta. It is presented by First State Bank. It's the final one of the 2022-2023 season as we're now setting our sights on sub-state tournaments next week. Coach, we appreciate it as always. Let's dive into it. Final game of the regular season on Tuesday night. You went on the road, took on Holton. Wildcats get the win 45-30. Just take us back to that one. General thought on that final game of the regular season.
We didn't play very well. I think it was tied going into halftime, and they clobbered us pretty good coming out of half. I wish I could point my finger to something, but you know, it was just everything. I mean, they executed better, they had better attention to detail. I mean, it was kind of the whole list of things. They did a lot better than us, and that's something that we've got to correct and we've got to do a lot better job of. This was really the first time all season I've been pretty disappointed in just the overall effort level that we gave. I mean, we gave next to no effort, in my opinion, in a handful of things. And, it just kind of sucks because, you know, we've done some very good things this season overall as a whole. So, we're not going to let one game kind of define us. Like I said, in the girls, like that performance isn't going to be our, last moment of the year. Hopefully we have a lot more coming up, with sub-state coming up. But, just like us, every other team in the state right now is you lose, you're done. So it doesn't matter if you're an 0-for team, doesn't matter if you're 20-0, doesn't matter if you're somewhere in between. I mean, you got to find a way and just find out how to win one game at a time, and that's going to be the biggest goal moving forward.
Well, there's always certainly points in the season where there's some ups, there's certainly some downs, but coming in, what was kind of the expectation coming in? Did anything surprise you? Did someone play above and beyond maybe your expectation level? Just what's one maybe big surprise that maybe caught your eye this season that you may not were expecting as much?
Oh, I mean, there's a lot of things. I mean, I don't really know what our coaches obviously are saying, well, we're going to go in and expect to win every game. I mean, to be honest, I really didn't know what to really expect out of this group. We had a lot of kids coming in, going to have to play big varsity minutes that haven't played a lot of varsity in the past. And we had a lot of kids step up, the two, I mean, if you paid attention to our team, the two that kind of stick to mind would be Katie Barlow, who stepped in and started for us basically the whole season. And the other one would be Riley Morgan, who, she stepped up and she led our team in rebounding. There's a lot of times that she was one of our best offensive players on the floor. So I would say those two definitely for sure were bright spots. Kendall Gray did some good things defensively for us in spots. Allison Farmer did some pretty good things. But overall with so many question marks coming in, and I think we did a good job.
Yeah, and the process is always fun, but you're right, the season's not over yet. Everything just changes now. The regular season is done. Sub-state's here. It starts next week. You guys are locked in the sixth seed with your sub-state. You guys are hosting in Class 3A. Three seed is Rossville, so you go to Rossville, a 14-win team, early next week. You got some time. What's kind of the one thing that stands out the most about Rossville? How much do you know about them and just the challenges they do present?
Yeah, Rossville's a very good team. They play in a pretty tough league, game in, game out. They've scheduled pretty decently in the non-con too. It's not like they went out and got a bunch of cupcakes. They scheduled pretty well all around. We were actually able to see them over at the JCN tournament. They were on the other side of the bracket. They're a good team. I mean, they get up and they are going to press you the entire game, get in your grill, a lot of kind of run and jump type stuff. And if you're not able to take care of the ball and you're not able to handle that, you're going to be in for a very long night. And, it's easier said than done. Then, we got to take them out of their press and we got to make them play in the half court. That's a lot easier said than done. The kind of the interesting thing about sub-states, and I've actually mentioned this to our, to my assistant coaches throughout the year, is, our whole league and is for the most part is very like matchup based. Like there's some teams that are just really bad matchups for other teams. Like there's some teams that are really good matchups for certain teams. And that's kind of the unique thing about sub-state in these situations where it's win or go home. Like there's a lot of matchups that I think are really interesting for us. You know, if we can get the ball, if we can try to find a way to take care of the ball, get the game, I don't want to say more into a half-court game, but we can't get into a full-court game with Rossville. There's not very many teams that are going to be very successful doing that against them. That's what they're based on. That's how they want to play. That's how they're good at playing. You know, if we can find a way to get the ball in the half court, I think we're going to be all right. I think that we're going to have a couple things up our sleeve that we can do to, you know, try to minimize that as much as we can. But listen, I mean, like I said earlier, it's easier said than done. They're a really good team. I would argue that they're probably the second best team in our sub-state. They've played a really tough schedule, and, you know, obviously their record's going to reflect that. So we'll be excited for the opportunity. We'll get them ready on Monday to go down over there and play, and, you know, we'll see what happens. And, you know, want to just keep playing on. You know, that's the biggest thing is I don't care how it gets done. We just got to find a way to win. Okay, it could be ugly, it could be pretty. I don't really care. At the end of the day, we got to win, and that's the mindset for, you know, all other 64 teams in 3A right now.
There it is, Fairleigh Compton girls basketball coach Joey Franzetta. It's been fun the entire season. Season's done. Now they get set for sub-states. They host a Class 3A sub-state, but first-round matchups on the road to the higher seed. They'll go to Rossville early next week. Coach, thanks again for all the time this year. We appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the way, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, thanks for everything you guys do, and thanks for all your coverage of kids. I know it's not the easiest thing week in, week out, but I know our community appreciates it, and I know the kids appreciate all the coverage and everything that you do for them. So thanks for Marin, and thanks to you guys.
Kind words. Thanks again, Coach. We'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thank you.